It's one of us. Each one of us is very unique. We were created once. We will go through these lives. We will pass away. That was it. There is no reincarnation, as the Buddhists believe in. And our souls will not come back to another body, dogs, cats, whatever. They won't. You can try, but they won't. So we need to make the best out of what God has given us. I had a look at today's gospel before I came here to think a few things of what to talk about. But when I am half asleep, interesting things happen. So I looked at the wrong gospel. And the gospel that I looked at was saying something along the lines that let your light shine and this and that. And I kept thinking for 2 days, what does this mean? And of course, it didn't go waste, because now I can tell you a couple of thoughts. It's not about today's gospel, but it's about a gospel that I read by accident. So what does it mean for someone to be the light of the world, like Jesus invites us to be the light of the world? What does this mean? It means that ourselves, first of all, we have to be full of light. Otherwise, if a blind leads a blind person, good luck to both of them. So we ourselves need to be full of light. How do we do that? By what you're doing now, by going to the church, by taking care of your conscience, by having a spiritual father, by participating to the sacraments of the church. That's how ourselves we become full of light. And if anything, we need a relationship with Christ, which is the most important thing, which means I'm honest with Christ. I'm not trying to hide behind my finger. I need something bigger than my finger. It's not going to work. And even if I have something bigger, God knows my heart, so still it doesn't work. And the point is that if I have this relationship with Christ, then I don't really need to do anything. Why? Because my presence talks, even if I don't talk. I'm not talking about myself. I'm saying for someone who has a relationship with Christ, our presence talks. And this is what it is to be the light of the world. And this is what it is to be the salt of the earth. Jesus invited his apostles to be the salt of the earth. The salt is maybe one of the smallest ingredients in a dish when we cook. But without it, I don't know if you can eat the food, but I can't. It's tasteless. So it is very important. And we don't need to be a lot, we don't need to have big numbers, but we need to be what we were created to be. And as the sunset only happens once every second or every blink of an eye, the same way ourselves, we are very unique. We are unique. There is not a second person on the planet like us ever. No one else was created ever before who's like us, and no one will ever be created like us. This is a responsibility, my dear friends, because what God has given us is not to get the gifts and start running. God has given us, to every single one of us, some gifts to offer them to the others, and that's why God has given us whatever he has given us. It's not for ourselves. So we need to consider, what are we doing on this planet? Are we the light of the world, or are we polluting the planet? And the planet is not getting polluted from our sins. We can sin and we can repent, but the planet and our society and our friends and our families, they can be polluted when we're not honest with ourselves and with God. If I know that I'm someone who has a weakness, that's not a problem as far as I'm honest, as far as I don't try to hide behind my finger. Then I can still help others. But if I'm trying to be someone who I'm not, there's a problem there, because I am who I am and I'm trying to be someone else, and there is a little bit of schizophrenia in there, which doesn't help myself and doesn't help anyone around me. So when you turn on the light, like we have the lights on now, and there is day so we can see what happens, the light does not try to force anyone to do anything. What the light is doing is just indicating the obvious, and it gives us clarity and it helps us see the details in a room which the darkness does not allow us to. So if our life is bright, when we talk to our family, when we talk to our friends, we don't mean to, but what we will tell them will be very clear, will be very helpful, regardless if we want to help or not. We share with the others what we have inside us. This is what it is. If there is darkness inside us, we will give a feeling which will be uncomfortable. If there is light inside us, we will give a sense of peace to the others. And this is how you can help everyone around you without even trying. So if you want your families to be peaceful, if you want your children to respect you, and with the children you have to start from a young age, you need yourselves to be full of light. There is no other way. If you try to pretend to be someone that you're not, you might trick them, but there won't be peace in the family. There might be patience, there won't be peace. And without peace and love, nothing can move on. Nothing can move on. That's it. Any thoughts? Any questions? I'm okay with silence as well. It's all right. I can ask you a question. But make sure that I'm not the one to give the answer, right? Someone has to answer the question. What can we do to help ourselves realize who we truly are? Very easy question. I don't know how old you are, but you've got a few more years to think about it. But anyway, what can we do to help ourselves realize who we truly are? Μη βιάζεστε, ένας-ένας. If I have to give the answer, there is no fun. We've got someone here, and yeah. Okay.
Huh? You've heard of God. You've heard of God as asking to invite yourself in order
Bravo. Did you hear this somewhere? All right. Good answer. Anyone else? What do you do for a living? I'm just asking. My question was irrelevant, by the way. My question was irrelevant. I'm just out of curiosity. Εγώ ευχαριστώ. Yes. All right. So you got it right, both of you. And I'll just say a couple of different things. The one thing is that once someone was asking God to show him who he is, who he truly is. And he, at some stage, he had a vision, sort of a dream, like a vision. He saw a place like a church, and there were like cases that they were holding holy relics. And at the front, it was a big case that it was like something that would hold holy relics. And the angel that was guiding him in his vision told him, "You want to have a look?" And he realized that it was himself in this case of the holy relic. So he sort of went there to open it to venerate. And such a disgusting smell came out of it, and the look of the thing was so disgusting that he vomited. He couldn't handle it. This was his level of spirituality. He thought he was spiritual, but this was who he was. And although it was a vision, he fell on the ground, and he couldn't go back to his normal senses for quite a while. And he realized, the second thing that I wanted to tell you, that if God doesn't give us the strength, we cannot face, how can I put it in a polite way? Not how stupid we are, we cannot face how filthy we are. We can't. And even if we do, there is a big chance that we will imitate Adam and Eve. After realizing that they were naked, instead of running to God to tell him, I did a mistake, but please don't throw me out. What they did, they covered up themselves with fig leaves, thinking they are smarter than God, and they ended up losing everything. They did not accept what they've done. So, first of all, we need God's strength to be able to see ourselves, and this is why my elder Emiliano says something similar to what we just heard, that we need to see God first, experience God first, and then find the strength to see ourselves. There is a talk about prayer on prayer in the book The Church of Prayer. It's a small, tiny book, but it has this talk among others, and it talks about the stages of prayer there. So we need to experience God first to be able to have the strength to see ourselves. And then, if we see ourselves, if we don't love God more than us and more than ourselves, we will just run away. We will try and hide, pretending that we're spiritual and pretending that we keep standing when we're not. But by running away from God and running away from the acceptance of ourselves, we lose everything. But if we are to say, yes, this is who I am, I wish I was better, this is who I am, we end up staying close to God. So if this is what Adam and Eve would have done, if they were to accept their mistake and not for Adam to say, my wife, and for the wife to say it was a snake, if they were to accept their responsibilities and say, all right, I did a mistake, what am I going to do? I did a mistake, what am I going to do? It is what it is. I can't go back and fix it. It is what it is. If we were to be honest, and if we were to love God more than ourselves, we wouldn't have a problem having a spiritual life. Otherwise, our life is short, and we might be unique, but we will end up losing this gift that God has given us, this uniqueness. It will go a waste. God has given us something, and we will waste it. It's a shame for ourselves and for everyone around us. So every single person who's here today, if you were to dip yourselves in Christ's love and light, when you go out of this place, when you go away from the church, you can make everyone else peaceful around you. But if you're not willing to deny yourselves, empty yourselves, if you're not willing to empty yourselves, and if you're not willing to be filled up from the Holy Spirit and God, then we're just another number, born, died, who knows this person, who cares? That's it. End of story. We won't make a difference even for ourselves. And it's sad, because we can make a difference for ourselves and for at least everyone around us who we love. We should love our enemies, but don't get that far. At least for everyone around us that we love. Any questions? Maybe? No? Maybe? Not maybe? Okay. Me?
If you ask.
Yeah, we'll keep asking questions and answering them. That sounds very inspiring. Yeah. I don't have another questions to ask you. If you want to ask something irrelevant, you can. We need to take our spiritual life seriously. It's not a joke. It's not just following whatever happens around us without a second thought. It won't end up well. It won't. How do you know what God wants from you? How do you know what God wants from you? That's the same question. Do you have an answer? Any guess? Say this a bit louder, can't you? Yes, that's one way, yes. But we've said this before, if we really love God, He will reveal to us what to do next and what the right thing for us to do is. The gospel says, Wagapon me gnosete, the one who loves me will end up knowing. So knowledge comes because we love Christ. So if your heart is in the right place, you will know what to do next. And then you will end up at some point in your life that everything around you will tell you, that's where I needed to be at this specific day and time and second now. That's where I needed to be. And this will give you, I don't know how to express this, θα σου επιβεβαιώσει, it will, anyone, translation?
Confirm.
Yes, but even in a deeper way than confirming.
Guarantee.
Yes, all these things, and even deeper, it will give you the sense that this is where I'm supposed to be now. And if I'm supposed to be here now, everything I've done to lead me to this point were correct. And this then you will feel at peace with yourself and at peace with God. But all this starts from you loving God. Otherwise, why would you worry about what God wants? Just live your life and that's it. But this is how it is. This answers your question. Spiritual life is not difficult. It's just that we are very, 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 very self-centered. And we don't even know it. We don't even know it. So we want to create an environment around us that it's around us, so we're the center. But that's self-centricity. And what happens is that, basically, we replace God with ourselves. If we want the universe to move around us, we replace God with ourselves. And frankly, this is what Lucifer tried to do. And he was the brightest of the angels, and he became the darkest of the demons. He tried to replace God. He didn't make it. He couldn't make it. So we either empty ourselves to be filled up with light, or we make ourselves the center. And I guess when we make ourselves the center, we will keep some people around us, some people will run away. But we can't worship two gods. We can't worship ourselves and God. It's the one or the other. It's the one or the other. And unfortunately, this course of this exam, if we can put it this way, or the results of our actions, they will be revealed in next life. But then, again, it will be too late. So now that we can, we need to make a new start. We need to start loving God a bit more and ourselves a bit less and start from there. And if we're honest, we don't need to be holy. We just need to be honest. Look here, my Lord, I love you, but I also love this car, all right? What are we going to do now? I'll get the car, but I will bless it, for example. Now, what I mean is that we need to start thinking about God more and about ourselves a bit less. And we go from there. Anyone wants to add anything? Ask anything? Disagree with anything? You have the freedom to disagree. I don't have to agree with your disagreement, but you have the freedom to disagree. Good. We know all the answers. All right. I think that was a bit heavy.